The question is, when will you hire somebody so you can get comfortable buying your time back? There's always time available in the world. You just need to buy people's time back in order to gain more time.
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show. We are talking about one of the biggest topics that people struggle with is building a team. Right, Andressa? It's huge, huge, but key to scaling and growing your portfolio.
Absolutely. And before you turn this off, we're not talking about building a 150, whatever number of people. We're going to dissect the next three steps for you to hire your first team member. Before we get into that, let's hear a word from our sponsors. So Liz, we all know about team members, right? That is important in order for us to grow our business, leveraging our skills, our experience, our time is essential. There isn't a way to build life on our own terms, only relying on our own abilities. We really like cap that. So, you know, one thing that always it's happening more often is that when people come to us and they say, I need to hire a assistant. And then they start laying down so many different things that they want this assistant to be that sometimes I don't think that they want to hire an assistant. They want to hire a unicorn person. And I hate to break that down to them, but unicorns are not real. And sometimes really
they are difficult. To my daughter. They are to my daughter.
All right. So let's not speak loudly so she can believe that too. But if you're listening to us, hear me out on this. Another day in one of our masterminds, somebody said that she wanted to hire the first person, right? And then we start digging a little bit more to understand what was the scope of work, meaning what are the tasks that she was referring to. As she described what she needed, it was not an executive assistant. It was a social media manager, very specific there. Hear me out. You might hear that there are virtual assistants out there that can do several things. Yes, yes. I am not in the business of really telling people every single detail that they need to do. Okay. I was no longer. I find myself in that position a long time ago. So if you are a sister here that does not want to babysit another person or really to be the one telling them what to do, when to do, and here's the thing, you want somebody to lead it, that position, and reverse to tell you when, what, and then you lead that person, this episode is for you. For all of you that disagree with that, you keep rolling. So here are the next three steps, right? The first one, determine your needs for the position that you want. And you might have the need for several positions. Hear me out. We are working on one thing. And you know, Liz, I think I changed my mind slightly.
Oh, tell me more.
Before we said that like the first person they need to hire is a bookkeeper, which I agree with that. And I think an executive assistant has been crucial in buying my time back.
True.
An executive assistant is somebody that is on my freaking hip.
You're still correct because I think of it like internal, external. Bookkeeper is really an external team member, but an executive assistant is like that key internal, right? So it is kind of your first internal.
Correct. Oh, that's great. All right. It made sense in my head. Thanks for that, Liz. So for your first internal hire, right, you're going to start mapping out all the tasks that consume your time, that are repetitive, that it does not need your core genius, that you already have done it, and then you want to pass that along. And one thing that we learned a long time ago from a friend, good friend of ours, Wendy Papasan, she said, buy your time back. We're not asking you to hire a full-time person with 401k and benefits and dental insurance or whatever. We're talking about you hiring somebody for a couple of hours per week. You start with baby steps, and then you start increasing those hours until you go to a fractional, until you go to a part-time, until you go to a full-time. I think there's a lot of pressure lists for people to get it right, the right person, the all things right, and their first shot. And I don't think that that's sustainable. It's a lot of pressure.
And you're going to learn so much through the process. You're going to learn probably what you shouldn't be doing versus what you should be doing. And that's all good. It's all that, like you said, test, fail, make mistakes, and then regroup. It's going to take that.
So number one step here, just to recoup, is determine your needs. So that has three little steps underneath that I want you to consider. The tasks, the time, how much time do you want this person to focus on, and the budget, right? And that varies if you are hiring them directly or if you're hiring an agency. But those are the minimum that I will recommend you guys to do it.
We had someone just, I want to share a quick tip. I've been asked to do this type of task, and then I sit there with a blank piece of paper and I'm like, I don't know what to write. You know, like you don't really know what to write. There was a woman we had on, we do two free webinars a month. We have these high level experts on talking about business, self-care, real estate investing. Anyway, we had Jennifer Stratz on and she talked about delegation and she said, you know, walk around for a week with a yellow pad. So you don't have to then just sit there and remember, like you're literally in real time. And I thought that was a great suggestion for those who can't remember what they did yesterday, to just in real time for at least that 7 day or 5 day week timeframe is to walk around with a yellow pad. You will not forget because you'll be literally, you know, as you're doing things, writing them down.
That's really good. And for those of you that are like, okay, how can I find this? We're going to link the YouTube video of this free virtual event that we have on our show notes. And check out every single month at therealestateinvestor.com/events. We have several virtual events for you to check it out. Number two, it's time to recruit and screen people, right? And we start with the basic question, where can I find them? I wish I could tell you exactly where you find them, but I think you need to fish in different ponds, right? We have different platforms like LinkedIn, for example, specific groups that you can join, and they are very specific for that platform. Let's say you want HubSpot, CRM, very specific, right? And you have agencies that train virtual assistants. They're going to pay a little bit higher to more quality. So you have different flavors of ice cream here. The most important thing for this part is your job description. You got to make sure that you are not just asking for people's resume. That is no longer important. You want to know how they think. What are, of course, you want to know their experience, their skill sets, but you cannot hire based on skills only. That is just one of the biggest mistakes that we pay over six figures with that part alone. So you want to make sure that your job description have also expectations. What do you expect? What is the bare minimum? What are the softwares that they need to know? Forget about telling people that they need to know about Word, Doc, and Excel, okay? We're not talking about that, people. I'm joking here, but I read that a couple of, you know, weeks ago on a couple of job descriptions. Forget about that. That's the basic thing. We're talking about CRMs, project management softwares, right? We want to make sure that this person can plug in easily on what you already have going on. Or if you don't have it, how do you want it to be? You don't start planning on scaling when things happen. You start building the foundation in order for you to scale. So what softwares are you using? Because I'm telling you right now, emails and text messages are not going to be enough for you to be able to scale and communicate efficiently with people. So think about all of those things, right? You know, one thing, Liz, that I think that is very crucial when you are interviewing somebody, give them a task for them to execute. It could be a simple video where they explain about a problem, a challenge that they solved. You can see so much right there, their thinking process, how they communicate, how consistent or not consistent they are, and if it is a good match with you and with the company. So that's one way that you can eliminate a lot of people in one shot. And reference, right? When it's time, the third step is interview. You start with reference and you talk to those folks, because that can really save you a lot of time by talking to those people. During those interviews, Liz and I are really not looking for, okay, you already passed the skill set, the experience, and the follow through with the task, right? During the interview, we're looking for emotional intelligence and cultural fit. That's basically what we are looking for. So I'm looking to connect with that person in a different way to understand how they communicate, how they react to things, and if it is a good fit for our company or not. That's basically what you are looking to do. So those three steps: determine your needs, recruit and screen, and the third thing, the interview. One thing that we do that I love, and I recommend you to do it if possible, do a group interview. And then one of the questions that you can ask them, if I don't hire you, who would you hire? And they need to pick somebody else. And you're going to be seeing like a very good trend right there. The question here, it's not if you should or you shouldn't hire somebody. The question is, when will you hire somebody? And I encourage you to start doing those baby steps and hiring people for a couple of hours so you can get comfortable buying your time back. There's always time available in the world. You just need to buy people's time back in order to gain more time.
I love that. If I can add another question, I think people are often interviewing for the role and then they just don't think about the person's growth or where they want to be. So something, you know, you and I also ask about is beyond just like personal growth, like what are they working on? And are they, you know, are they working on something in themselves? More importantly, and I say, where do they want to be in 5 years? So you start to see another side of these folks, meaning, you know, what's important to them? Where do like, and can the role of the organization, what your mission is, right? What you're up to, can that help them get there? Because if it can't, that is something to note. And so that helps decrease the revolving door. So that's something that, and sometimes you can't meet everyone's needs, but knowing that does help. And at least you know that they want to get somewhere as well, that they have some long-term goals. You want that.
Yeah. So here's my homework for all of you, an assignment. If you want us to take a quick look on what you have put together, your job description, what you're looking for, do not send us an email. Post it on our Facebook group community. You can tag us and we will certainly get back to you on that. Think about it. The Facebook group community is your board member. You want people to poke in and say, listen, I'm looking to hire a assistant and this is my job description. Those are the tasks. This is the expectations. This is what I'm looking to pay. Those are the time frame. What do you guys think? Let people come in, poke holes and say, well, actually, this is pretty good. Can I use it myself? Or can I elevate this? Or I want to tweak here and there. That's what you want, right? So you're not by yourself. Lean in into the community. Let us support you. Just flex that muscle of asking for help. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to hear from you. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.